This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what that is? Another three and out for the Bears. And the Blues start early here. Another almost a drop pass. The Bears are tied with the Dallas Cowboys for most drop passes at this point of the season.
Trubisky. Possession holds up. And the ball pops free. Gabriel had it. Would have been enough for a first down. And that is a microcosm of what's been going on with the Bears offensively this season. So, more Pat O'Donnell.
There it was. God, I love that so much.
Today is a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on The Score, brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com. You know, Ian Eagle and Dan Fouts, it's one of the best NFL broadcasts in the game. They get the top games every week. The broadcast assignments come out, and they get Bears and Lions. I'm like, what are they doing here? I was surprised to see him with our game, and then he got 7-3 and outs and a ton of Pat O'Donnell. So I was worried about our guy, Ian Eagle, who's with us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Did the Bears bore you, Ian? And thank you for the time.
Man, I believe that is my first punting highlight on a talk radio show in my 22 years of doing NFL. Pat O'Donnell has made the broadcast.
Congratulations. Now you've come full circle.
You've arrived.
You know, and you almost sound a little bit like a local radio guy. You sound dejected listening to more Pat O'Donnell. You easily could be the Bears radio announcer.
So more Pat O'Donnell.
I love it. You captured the spirit of what we've been going through this season.
You know, it's funny. You get these assignments, and look, you parachute in. You're not following along all season. You're bouncing around from city to city to city. And that's a great part of the job, getting to see all these different teams over the course of an NFL season. But part of the requirement in doing the job well is trying to get the pulse of what's happening around the team that you're covering. You can't possibly know everything. And anyone that tries to pretend and tell you that they know everything, that's just not true for a network broadcaster. But you do want to get a feel. And clearly, the feel right now with the Bears has been frustration and disappointment and the fact that they have not lived up to expectations. That's not to say the season is over. That's not to say this is a lost year. But that is a reality to what's going on with the Bears right now. At the end of that game, clearly, there was more to look at from a positive standpoint. Trubisky looked the part at times, but on the whole, we know that 4-5 after 9 games and the way that they've gone 4-5 is just not going to cut it in the long term.
What were your impressions of the team as you parachuted in?
Well, we went to practice on Friday, and it was a spirited practice. There was good, positive energy from the team. We then sat down with key members of the team, including the head coach, Matt Nagy. And I would say from the two previous times that I've met with Mitch Trubisky, this was by far the most humble that he's been, that he came into this with more of the conjecture that's been out there that he may not be the right guy for the role. And he's dealing with stuff from all angles. Now, I know he's tried to internalize it, and oftentimes when situations like this pop up, the goal is to just keep it in a vacuum, and you talk about your guys, and you talk about the team unity and everybody fighting for one another. I believe there is that inside the Bears facility, but there's no doubt that the outside forces have played a role, and it's chipped away a bit at his confidence. With that said, look, there are moments, there are flashes where Mitch Trubisky looks like he's an NFL quarterback, but unfortunately, those have been few and far between. Matt Nagy, very likable guy. You sit down with him and you understand that all of his stuff is coming from a positive place. It just looks disjointed, and the offense at times has very much looked broken. this year.
Ian, when you sat down with Matt Friday and without cameras rolling,
yep,
you get the impression when he's talking about Mitch Trubisky in a positive way, do you get the impression it's genuine or he's still trying to convince himself maybe that this is the right guy?
Well, I get the impression that this is the situation and the reality. So there's certainly no indicator from him that he's thinking any other way. This is the hand that he signed up for. He took the head coaching job knowing full well who was on the team and what the task was at hand. And yeah, I would tell you that if he did share with us that he doesn't think this is going to work out and he's got some serious concerns, to me, that probably would have been more of a turnoff. His job is to try to figure out how to make this work. And look, I've sat down with plenty of head coaches that have thrown players under the bus without wanting to be quoted as such, but they'll say it in a private moment with no cameras. That is absolutely not something that you could glean from a conversation with Matt Nagy. He believes that this thing is going to turn in a better fashion, that this is going to get better, that the pieces are there for it to get better. Now, whether or not that actually happens, we don't know yet. But if you're just asking me, simply put, does Matt Nagy still believe that Mitch Trubisky and the Bears can be successful? I think he would pass a lie detector test, yes.
Okay.
Ian Eagle from CBS with us on the McNeil and Parkin show. He was on the call of the Bears game yesterday with Dan Fouts. Do you have Texans and Ravens this week?
I do. I have Cleveland, Pittsburgh on Thursday on the radio, and then Texans and Ravens, that mega QB matchup on Sunday in Baltimore.
That's a bit of an upgrade from Trubisky and Driscoll.
That did not come up in our production meetings. We go one game at a time, guys.
I am curious. You get to see all of these different offenses, and there's a lot of conversation around here on, can Matt Nagy install that Andy Reid, Doug Peterson offense here and make it work? And I'm jealous as a young Bears fan who I've never had a franchise quarterback and had a Bears team led by offense. So I want Lamar Jackson or Deshaun Watson or Pat Mahomes. What do you think of the staying power of those types of offenses in this league?
Well, let's talk about it on two fronts. First of all, the individual talent. You're talking about three dynamic talents at the position, and there is a real sense of confidence when each of them walk in the room. There's a presence from all three of them. You believe that they're going to be successful because they believe it, and they convey that. There's just an aura there. I'm not overblowing it. It's real. And look, the first game I did for CBS was 1998, and it was Peyton Manning's first game as a pro, Colts and the Dolphins. So I had never been in an NFL production meeting. I walk in, the first guy we meet with is Peyton Manning. So it's his first production meeting, and he walks in, a big guy, looks me right in the eye, knows my name, answers questions intelligently, and has real thoughts behind them, not just spewing out cliches. And he walked out of the room, and I thought, wow, this is going to be a great job. It's the NFL. These guys are really prepared and into it. And I quickly realized that that wasn't the case. It was just that Peyton Manning individually was special and stood out. The three guys that you mentioned, they've got a little of that. So now the second part, which is the offenses that are built around them. Look, all three play callers in those situations are creative and they're coming up with ways to best use the talent, but the offense doesn't work unless you have those individuals running them. So I know there are many times in the NFL where a player can be a product of the system. I don't think that's the case in any of these instances.
You're saying that those players would be successful. Obviously they're highlighted by the system that they're in, but they are individually great, that they'd be good in any system that they're in.
Yes. You take any one of those three players and put them on the Chicago Bears right now, you're talking about a different offense.
Do you remember who won that game, by the way, the Dolphins and Colts, your first game?
Yeah, I do. Dan Marino led the Dolphins to a victory in week one. We actually got a shot of Archie Manning towards the end of the game with his hands over his head in despair. And who knew that that would pretty much be it for Peyton Manning and lowlights. That season didn't go all that well. They were 3-13. They couldn't really protect him, and Peyton had a tendency to turn the ball over. But the next year, they flipped the script. They went 13-3, and obviously a Hall of Fame career took on a life of its own. But, yeah, the Dolphins handled the Colts on that day.
Ian, when you got my ears perked up yesterday when you mentioned that St. Rita High School, Kenny Galladay's alma mater. did you know Ray Manzarek? Did you stumble upon that, or are you a big Doors fan?
I am a big Doors fan, so that's my number one group of all time.
No kidding.
But no kidding. That's by far number one. It's not even close. And when I was doing research and I saw that Galladay was from Chicago, obviously I went a little bit deeper. Then I went a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
And when Ray Manzarek popped up, for me, that was a no-brainer. If I could work that in, that was a must mention.
Wow. That's you're 8 years younger than I am, and I was too young to see the Doors before it all ended. That's incredible that they would still be your favorite band. That's great.
They still are. When the movie came out, the Oliver Stone movie, I just figured that's the closest I'm going to come to seeing the Doors. So I went to the biggest theater in Manhattan, the Ziegfeld Theater, which recently closed down, to watch Val Kilmer as Jim Morrison. That's how much of an impact that group had on me for whatever reason.
Very cool. Keep it coming.
As many Doors references as possible, Ian.
Done. I can do one a week. We're good. Forever.
Ian, thank you very much for the time. We enjoyed it. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Ian.
All right, guys. All the best.
See you.
That's Ian Eagle with us, McNeil and Parkins.
A product of Syracuse University.
That's true. I didn't even force
it in. I'm surprised you didn't work that.
I didn't force it in. I've talked to him before, met him before, but he's part of the WAER alumni base.
For a 50-year-old guy to say the Doors are his favorite act, that's amazing to me. I mean,
I went to the Harvard of this industry, Syracuse.
That's right.
Well before his time. That's pretty cool.
You respect it.
Yeah.
Because that's your era of music.
Well, yeah. And I was too young to even see the Doors. I mean, I kind of stumbled upon them much later than when they were going.
How's that victory chicken, Mac? I'm glad you had some.
Very satisfying, even though I've had 2 out of 12 only were great. But no, it's very, very good. I was just trying to make a bad third down conversion joke for the Bears. But it's fantastic. The pecan pie is what I'm looking forward to sinking my choppers into.
Throughout the month of November, it's Pie It Forward with Joe's Sweet Potato Pecan Pie. Joe's is going to donate $1 from every slice sold to Bears Care, the charitable arm of the Chicago Bears. And this Thanksgiving, you do the turkey and let Joe's do the rest. It's new this year. Joe's is offering large group carryout for Thanksgiving appetizers, salads, sides, and pies. For more information, visit joes.net. That's Joe's Seafood Prime Steak and Stone Crab, of course, located at 60 East Grand Avenue, the corner of Grand and Rush. Again, that's www.joes.net. They bring the victory chicken every Bears Victory Chicken Monday, which we're hoping we're going to get a few more this year. People say, oh, the Bears don't have anything to play for. Consider us and our chicken from Joe's.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Don't be so selfish.
Yeah, please. Come on. That's what they're going to
care about. Free food. That's what those clowns need more of.
Exactly. We're going to hear from Moby Ditka in a little bit. Eddie Jackson at 5. It's Mac and Parkins on the score.
Montgomery breaks on through to the other side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.